President George Bush is visiting Latin America this week, stopping in Brazil, Uruguay, Colombia, Guatemala, and Mexico. Leftist Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez is also on a tour of the region and so far has dedicated most of his public appearances to attacking U.S. policies. Roger Noriega is chief research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says that in the post-Cold War period, Washington's policy of interference in Latin America is giving way to one of supporting democratic institutions.
Quite frankly, President Bush's trip is underpinned by a message that all governments have to do more on social justice by empowering people, by having strong institutions of government that represent people's interests, independent courts, independent congresses, and that the private sector have the capital that it needs to generate economic growth, but most importantly, consciously sharing that growth with people from all walks of life, including the very poor. These people have actually lost ground despite some economic growth in Latin America. Their share of wealth is less than it was what it was 20 years ago. The problem that we have is that the statist populist prescriptions being offered by Chavez and Morales really have failed in the past. They have a record of failure. They are used by caudillos, strongmen, to empower government and the state, and that usually is to the detriment of the exercise of political freedom. That's certainly what you're seeing in Venezuela, where people are losing their political rights on a daily basis, becoming less free, but unfortunately more poor, because his programs are cash transfers to buy political power, but don't really generate economic wealth that people can accumulate and use for the benefit of themselves and their families.